Lord, we just want to thank you that you sent Jesus to die for us. Lord, establish in our hearts that your word is truth, that Jesus is truth. Lord, let us learn the lessons of the seven churches so that we do not lose our first love. And Lord, that we keep your word, that we live a life that is acceptable to you, and that we understand the times that we are living in. Lord, anoint our eyes with eye salve that we may see. Open our ears that we may hear. And this morning, Lord, let your word stir faith in our hearts and cause us to do what is acceptable in your sight. And so, Lord, we ask you to light our path and to open this word to us this morning. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're looking at our third section of the study of Revelation. And we're going to be looking at the last three churches, hopefully, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. To quickly summarize, we are looking at the seven churches from the following perspective. They were seven churches that literally existed at the end of the first century in the Roman province of Asia Minor, the present-day Turkey. They are seven churches, or seven types of churches, that can exist at any time in history. And as you look at the various churches around, one church will fit into one of these churches at one point or another. There are also seven types of churches that will exist in the last days before Revelation proper commences, that is from Revelation chapter 4. But finally, they parallel seven somewhat overlapping periods in the history of the church. And we have to be careful though, because we can never base doctrine specifically on type or allegory. If we want to draw any doctrinal conclusions, it has to be what they were in the context of their own historical context in the first century. Nonetheless, when we look at them as a historical paradigm, they do parallel the history of the church very conspicuously. In other words, the seven churches parallel what we see throughout history very closely. Not to base doctrine on it, but to use type and allegory as a way to understand and observe the unfolding of God's prophetic plans throughout the centuries. And so we first look at the church of Ephesus, meaning not lasting, that corresponds to the apostolic period of the church. Then we looked at the church of